Good afternoon, everyone. We welcome you to our afternoon Children's Day meeting. Good to see so many gathered with us this afternoon. And we're going to commence today by singing just the first hymn in our order of service at 695 in our own hymn books. A wonderful children's hymn reminds us of the wonderful love of God and sending a son to be our Saviour. The hymn writer says, "I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest, that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me, loves even me." And that's the great message of the gospel, that Jesus Christ loves us and died on the cross to save us from our sins. 695, we'll keep our seats while we sing. Our hearts together in prayer. Let us just look to the Lord this afternoon, praying for the Lord's help and blessing on our service today. Let us all pray. Our gracious God, our loving, eternal, heavenly Father. We come into thy presence, O God, this afternoon in no merit of our own. But Father, we approach thee in and through the name of thy dear Son, our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who loved us, the one who gave himself a ransom for our sins upon the cross. Father, we thank thee, O God, today for the perfect life of Christ, that his life was without blemish and was without spot. Father, we thank thee, O God, that he went willingly to the cross of Calvary. And there he gave his life a ransom for many. He died, thy word says, the just for us, the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Father, we thank thee for the precious blood that he shed. And Father, we thank thee today that there is cleansing from sin, pardon and remission of sin, through the precious shed blood of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Father, we thank thee that on that cross he cried out, "It is finished." We thank thee, O God, that he rose again the third day victorious, and that he is seated now at thy right hand in heaven's glory. And Father, we thank thee that by his death he purchased eternal life, pardon, and thy so great salvation for the whosoever will. And O God, we just look afresh to thee today in our Saviour's name. We thank thee for thy mercies to us throughout today already. We thank the Lord for the meeting this morning and helping all the boys and girls who have taken part and helping our brother Noel in the ministry of thy word. Bless that seed that has been sown to every heart. But Lord, we do need thee afresh this afternoon. Bless our meeting from this opening hymn to the last amen. Father, we pray for a real sense of the presence of God. We pray, Lord, that thou would still every heart before thee. Bless all the boys and girls today as they would take part. Give them help. Be unto them all that they would need and require. And Father, we pray that through their ministry today, that souls will be pointed to the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember all our children in our Sunday school. We thank the Lord for each one. We thank the Lord for all the homes and families from which they come from. We thank the Lord for all the parents' willingness to send them out week by week under the sound of your word. We pray that thou would bless them even over the summer season. Keep your hand upon them and bless them early in life when they come to know the Lord and follow in the ways of God. Bless our brother Noel today as he brings again thy word this afternoon. Give him help, guide him, direct him. May every word be from your very self, we pray. And use thy word, O God, today to speak to hearts and to visit, Lord, our gathering with thy salvation. Bless those who cannot come today because of age and sickness and infirmity. Meet their needs. Remember, Lord, those also that are listening in online, whoever they might be, wherever they might be, Lord, bless them and minister to them. And Lord, wherever thy word is proclaimed faithfully today in our land, we pray for your blessing to be upon it in the extension of thy kingdom. Do us good now, we pray. Give help in the remaining part of this meeting, we ask. And in everything, may glory and honor be brought to our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we do pray and do ask all these things. Amen. At this stage of our meeting this afternoon, I want to welcome you all to our final Children's Day service. It's good to see so many out this morning. I was wondering, well, who will we get back this afternoon after you have your Sunday dinner or whatever? You could be inclined to sit in the seat or the couch and maybe fall asleep. It's good to see all you've come. A special welcome to all the boys and girls, mums and dads, and grandparents as well. We welcome you all today in the Lord's great name. As we mentioned this morning, the format is slightly different from other years, just due to the situation. The children will be taking part, as we mentioned this morning, mostly in our family groups instead of Sunday school classes, sitting with their families. And in order to reduce the risk of spreading COVID, the microphone covers will be changed after every family taking part. So do bear that in mind. Now we're going to hand over to our narrator this afternoon, a young Harvey Darragh, and we're going to ask Harry now to come, please, to the lectern. Thank you, Harvey.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our Children's Day. This afternoon, we are going to consider the love of God as seen at Calvary. This morning, we thought about God's love as seen in creation, and how that at the end of the sixth day, when creation was perfectly complete, God rested on the seventh day. God then created Eve as a wife for Adam, and they lived together in the beautiful paradise of Eden. In Eden, they had access to all the trees and fruit but one. God gave them just one rule. They were not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. We know the devil came in the guise of a serpent and tempted Eve, and she yielded and ate the forbidden fruit and then offered it to Adam. This disobedience brought about man's fall from grace, and so sin entered the world. We read in Psalm 51 verse 5, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." From that day onwards, all have been born in sin, and it's that sin which separates us from a holy God. We are going to ask Joshua and Joel Hall to come and recite from Ecclesiastes and Romans.
Resist man upon us. Nothing's good and sin's not. There's none resist, no, not one. There's none that seeketh after God.
We are deceiving ourselves if we think we can get to heaven on our own merits. We have a sinful nature and sin daily in thought, word and deed. Jacob Hazard is now going to come and recite from 1 John.
The Bible says in 1 John chapter 1 verses 8 and 9, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness."
In Paul's letter to the church at Rome, he reminds the church that we all have sinned. Lucy and Olivia Rose Fleming are going to come and recite Romans 3, verse 23.
A day of God.
We are now going to have the Flemings, the Halls, and Jacob Hazard to sing for us. God, in his great love, has provided a way for us to come to him through the finished work of the cross. He freely sent his only perfect Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. Now the Foy family are going to come and recite some verses from Ephesians 2 and John 3 and then sing for us.
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversations in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and whereby the nature of the children of wrath, even as others.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved.
Ephesians 2, verse 6 and 7, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace and kindness towards us through Christ Jesus.
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 10. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
John chapter 3, verse 16. And God, full of the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, for whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Work of the Lord Jesus Christ means we can have our sins paid for and washed away forever in the sea of God's forgetfulness. Now we are going to ask the Matthews children and Laura Hughes to come and recite and sing for us, please.
Micah chapter 7, verse 18. Who is God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage. He retaineth not in his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy.
Chapter 7, verse 19. He will turn again, he will have compassion upon us, he will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins to the depths of the sea.
The heavens declare the glory of God, the firmament shall of his handiwork. As above the west is from the west, so far he moved our transgressions from us. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25, I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins.
Thank you very much, boys and girls, and Harvey, for leading the meeting so far this afternoon. It was really good. Good to hear you singing and saying all those tremendous verses from the Word of God and from the Bible. And we pray the Lord will bless the boys and girls as they take part as well in the final half just of the program this afternoon. Let me welcome you all again in the Lord's name, and also those that are listening in online as well. Wherever you are today, we pray the Lord will bless you here through the ministry of God's Word at our annual Children's Day services. Welcome again to our guest speaker, Mr. Noel Shields, all the way from Annalong. He taught us many things today important already about the Highway Code and lessons we can learn from that about the Bible. I don't know what he's going to speak on this afternoon. He's some cards with him. We're looking forward to that, and we pray the Lord will bless him as he brings God's Word later on, and we pray the Lord will use him for his honour and glory. Now, some announcements just want to leave with you. Tomorrow afternoon, meeting here at the church car park at 2 p.m. for the door-to-door outreach. Do pray for that. It's from 2 p.m. just to 3:30. Pray God will bless the literature around the homes. Tuesday night, 6:30, the weekly children's meeting in presence, the final meeting of the term. Be much in prayer for that. And then here in the church on Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, our midweek prayer meeting and Bible study. And that's open to all. Every believer in Christ, we encourage you to come along and join with us for the season of prayer on Bible study. Friday night, 6:30, again, it's the final children's meeting here in the church. Do remember that and pray for it. The youth fellowship is off now for the summer season. Next Lord's Day, that's the 27th of June. No Sunday school. Sunday school's off to September. But there'll be morning service, 12 noon. I'll be along to bring God's Word. Then the evening gospel service is at 7. Normally we met here, but from next Sunday evening onward, due through the month of July to the beginning of August, we'll be having drive-in gospel services at 7 o'clock down in the Skillen Cattle Mart. just down on the Temple Road there, about a mile away from the church down below us there. And do remember that, pray for that, make it known. Do all you can to invite and encourage others in under the sound of God's Word. Those will continue through each Lord's Day evening through the month of July, concluding with a gospel mission for three nights, Friday the 30th of July, Saturday the 31st of July, and then the final meeting Sunday the 1st of August, the evangelist, the Reverend John Morrow. This coming Friday night, the 25th of June, in our Londonderry church at 8 p.m, there's the ordination and installation of Mr. Glenn Wilkinson as the new minister and pastor there of the church and congregation. Pray for him as he takes up that work, and you can view it online on the church's website. Also, our mission board are having an online children's mission from Monday the 2nd through to Friday the 6th of August from 10 a.m. to 11:30. All children are welcome again to log on to that. You can contact our mission board office for the details. Word of thanks as well to all who gave to the offering to Mr. Colin Maxwell last week, came to £1,151, for which we thank you sincerely in the Lord. The offering plates at the rear. After the meeting, myself and Noel will be going to the door. We'll not be shaking hands with you, but we'll keep our distance, but just to greet you as you leave. And just bear in mind, when you do leave, take your time and empty the church from the rear pew by pew. So do remember that, please. That's all by way of necessary announcements. I'm going to hand back now to Harvey to narrate the rest of the program this afternoon. Thank you, Harvey.
God's unconditional love knows no limits or bounds, and he freely offers us the gift of eternal life. The Latimer family are going to come and recite some verses from Romans.
Romans chapter 5 verse 8. But God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Romans chapter 6 verse 23. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Romans chapter 8 verse 32. He spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not freely give us all things?
We are now going to ask Victoria to come and join us to sing and recite. Griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes are we healed.
Isaiah chapter 53 verse 6.
All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord have laid on him the iniquity of us all.
God's love is not only unconditional, but is also immeasurable and free. Now we will ask the Kells girls to come and sing for us, please.
John chapter 4 verse 10, herein is love, not that we loved God, that but God loved us. He sent his Son to be propitiation for our sins.
Not only does the Lord Jesus provide a way for us to come to him in salvation, he also cares for us and watches over us as the loving shepherd. We are now going to ask the Lindsay family to come and read and recite for us.
John chapter 10, verse 11 to 15. I am the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep, but he is that is an hireling and not the sheep, wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catches them, and the scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, I know my sheep and none of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep.
John chapter 10, verses 27 and 28. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, nor shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hands.
Loving shepherd, ever near, teach me now thy voice to hear. Suffer not my steps to stray from the straight and narrow way. I would praise thee every day, gladly all thy will obey, like all those in heaven above, happy in thy precious love.
The love of God is evident to us in his amazing and keeping grace. This love and grace was personally experienced by the slave trader John Newton many years ago. It could be yours today if you simply come and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour. Finally, we are going to ask Judy Amir to come and read to us from the book of Ephesians, and then her and Eliana Foy are going to play Newton's famous hymn, Amazing Grace.
Chapter 1, verses 3 to 7. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ unto himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, when he has made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace.
Thank you very much, Harvey, for leading that part of the programme. And thank you very much, boys and girls, for all taking part and doing so well. It was great to hear you doing those recitations, readings and playing and singing. And we thank you all for working so hard for today. And we pray the Lord will bless you over the summer season now when the Sunday school is off. But I think, parents, we could give them a wee round of applause, just encourage them. Trust the Lord will bless you all over the summer season. I'm going to hand over now to Noel. He's going to come and bring the Word of God, and we pray the Lord will richly bless him today. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Porter, and thank you, boys and girls. I really enjoyed that. You did very well, and may God bless you all. over the summer time. Now, Uncle Noah's going to tell you a story this afternoon from the Bible. And the Bible is God's Word. And it's a great book. And there's many great messages in it. The message of salvation. How to be saved. So we're really going to sit up and listen to the Word of God. Now we're going to turn the clock back. Away here, you can see, everyone can see this. In the Old Testament times, there was a man and his name was Naaman. Now Naaman was a great man in many ways. It tells us that he was a soldier, he was a captain. He got on well with the king. He was a man who was mighty in valor. In other words, when you were in a battle, you were glad to have Naaman on your side. He was strong, he was mighty, he was powerful, and his master loved him. I don't know if you had asked his master, there's nobody like Naaman. So Naaman had everything, seemingly. He would have had possessions, he would have had riches, he had popularity, he had all these things. But the Bible says this, boys and girls and moms and dads, but, the wee word but, the whole picture changes. If you hear somebody telling you a story, and they're telling you a story, and you're just waiting for the word, and wants to say the word but, the whole picture changes. It changes. And it tells us all these things about this man, how he was a captain, he was mighty, a mighty man of valor, but the Bible said, there's something wrong with that. Naaman was a leper. He was a leper. You can see here, some of you can see in the picture. He had a great problem. And he had this leprosy that had broken out in his body, and it was slowly, slowly spreading through his body. And eventually, it was going to take away his life because there was no known cure in Syria for leprosy. Now, you can imagine this home. He had everything. But boys and girls, he didn't have his health. And he was going to die. Well, that's what might be the same for some here this afternoon. You can look at your life, boys and girls, and you can say, well, I'm getting on well at school, and I'm very popular at school, and the teacher maybe thinks I'm the best boy or the best girl in my class. Now, they maybe didn't think that about me and Mr. Porter when we went to school, but that's a different story. And you can say, well, I've got many things. I've got great toys. I've all these different computer games, and I'm getting on well. I'm very friendly. My friends love me. I'm good at sport. All these different things, but, and I want you to think of that little three-letter word, but, there's something wrong. And that's true with adults in the meeting. You have many things in your life, but you are a sinner. And that's the teaching of the Bible. That's true of everyone who was ever born into this world, apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of the fall of Adam and Eve in the garden, man then is born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And boys and girls and moms and dads, we have a very, very serious problem. It's called sin. And God hates it. And you don't have to look too far into your heart or into your life. You can see it. You know the things that you think. And you're glad there's some people doesn't see into your mind. But remember, thy God seeth me. And you can think of the things that you do and the things that you say. And boys and girls, we sin against God in word and thought and deed. And moms and dads, it's the same. We have a great problem. It's sin, and it spreads. It spreads in our life. As we get older, we get worse and worse and worse into sin. And you have a great problem. Now, maybe you can't see it, but it's there. It's in our hearts, boys and girls and moms and dads. And we're going to die, and will take us to a lost eternity in hell for all eternity. We have a more severe problem than Naaman. Now, Naaman, of course, he had this problem of sin as well in his heart. You see, we're all sinners in God's sight. No matter where we're from, you may be from the best family in this community, a Christian family, boys and girls. It doesn't change the fact we're like Naaman. and we have all sinned against God. Well, this was Naaman. Now, no doubt, he was miserable. No doubt this was a great problem. And here he is in his home. He had been out in Israel with the Syrian army, and he had brought back captives from Israel, and he had brought back a little maid. You can see a little girl here in the picture. So that's what happened. They went into Israel, they captured people, and they said, well, you're a prisoner, and you're coming home with me. And this wee girl, you can imagine, taken away from home, taken away from her mum and dad, taken away from her family. But there she went. She had no choice. She ended up working for this great, mighty soldier in the house. She wasn't too long in the house. And she said, there's something wrong with Naaman. And so she listened and she watched and she heard what was wrong with him. He's a leper. He's going to die. And a young girl would have been sad, no doubt, to hear of this about her master. But she knew in her heart, there's somebody down in Israel, a prophet, Elisha, and he could heal him. And she said to his mistress one day, to his wife, do you know something? I have got good news, and I have got a message for Naaman. There's a prophet away down in Israel, and he's called Elisha, and if he gets away down to him, he'll heal him. Well, you can imagine Naaman's wife, she'd maybe nearly jumped out of her skin with delight. This is best news I've ever heard. Are you saying there's somebody can heal my husband from this leprosy? She said, yes. It's the prophet. And he would need to get away down to see him in Israel. So she told him. And Naaman went and told the king of Syria, I just had news. There's a prophet down in Israel who can cure me. And the king, he was delighted. Everybody was delighted at this news that there's somebody can heal Naaman. And the king said, oh, before you go, there's a pile of silver, there's a pile of gold and raiment, and I'll write a letter and I'll send you to the king of Israel. So he wrote this letter. And there Naaman got all his horses and everything. And he set out on a journey. He set out on a journey to Israel. But boys and girls, he went to the king of Israel. And when he came to the king of Israel, and the king of Israel read the letter, he went mad. He says, what's happening? Am I God that I'm able to recover one from their leprosy? Is the king of Syria, he's trying to start a war with me? And here's what happened, boys and girls, with the message. They changed it. They changed the message. The wee girl never said, go to the prophet. Or try go to the king. The wee girl says, go to the prophet. And they sent them to the wrong man. To the wrong man. And that's what happened today, you know. The great message of the Bible is to be saved. Go to Jesus Christ. God sent his son to be your savior. He loved us. You were singing about it. He died upon the cross to take away our sin. And if you want to be saved and you want to be forgiven, you've got to come to Jesus Christ, repent from your sins. We heard this morning and believe the gospel. And what has happened, boys and girls, is this. People have changed the message. They're sending people to another person. Maybe they're sending them to a minister or a priest. Or maybe they're sending them to work. So whatever the case may be, they've changed the message. And that's why there are many religions in the world today. Moms and dads and boys and girls around the world today, they've changed the message of the Bible. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and I shall be saved. But people have changed the message. People say, well, so go to Muhammad. Follow Muhammad. Or Buddha. Or the Jehovah's Witness. Whatever the case may be. They've changed the message. The message says, go to Jesus Christ and be saved. So they changed the message. And the king was angry. And Elisha heard, for every way he heard, about this man, Naaman, who had come. And he says, send him to me. And so he'd gone into his chariot. And you can see here in the picture, so try and let everyone see the picture. Okay. He headed down to Elisha. Now, no doubt his heart was jumping in. Am I going to be cured? Hey, this is a great prophet, and he's going to cure me. And he went down to the house of Elisha. And here's what happened. Elisha didn't even come out to see him. Now, remember, this is a big, proud man. He's a mighty man. He's a captain. Everybody would have saluted him and stood up when he came into the room. Naaman didn't even get Elisha to come out to see him. Or he never came out to him. And he sent his servant out to him. And the servant says, that, well, I've got a message from Elisha. He says, get away down to Jordan and dip yourself 7 times in the Jordan and you'll be healed. Well, boys and girls and mums and dads, Naaman was hopping mad. What? He's saying to me, go down to that old muddy river Jordan and I have to dip myself 7 times in the Jordan. The rivers are far better where I'm from. And he was angry. He was hopping mad at the message. But I want you to see this, boys and girls and moms and dads. The message never changed. It never changes. The message from the prophet was, get down into Jordan and dip yourself 7 times in the river. And he can get angry. And listen, he did get angry. But the message never changes. Uncle Noel and Mr. Porter, we meet people today when we do ministry, do outreach. And we tell them, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and I shall be saved and come to him. And people get very cross. They get angry. And they get angry against the message of the Bible. And they shout and roar and all the rest of us sometimes when we do speak for it. But the message never changes. This never changes. And maybe in your heart this afternoon, I don't like this gospel message. I don't like this teaching the Bible about heaven and hell. I don't like it about that Jesus is the only way to God. I don't like this message. And you're saying, I'm angry and I'm cross about this. And you can get cross. But the message never changes. It never changes. You must trust Jesus Christ to be your Savior. As I said this morning, one way God said to get to heaven, Jesus is the only way. And there's no other way. So some people change the message. Some people get angry at the message. And this man, Naaman, was hopping mad. He was very, very cross when he heard the message, what he had to do. And he turned away. You know what the Bible says? In a rage. He says, there's not a chance. I'm not getting into any muddy river. I'm not going into the Jordan. I'm not going to listen to this message. And all the servants with him, hold on, hold on. You know, they traveled a long distance. Just count to 10. You ever told sometimes, just cool down. Just cool down now. I don't know how they got him cooled down. Just take deep breaths. Just hold on. Right to set. If he had told you to do some great thing, you would have done it. How much more? Just go and do what he said. Well, they talked about a sense in the name of him. He says, listen, go and do it. That's all. Just obey the message. And so he had to swallow a bit of pride, this big man. He had to listen now to the order that came from Elisha. The Bible says he went away down to the Jordan. And boys and girls, he went down to the Jordan and he dipped himself in the water. Now you can imagine, there are people watching him. And he went down once into the water and maybe he got up and he said, I'm still a leper. And twice, and 3 times, 4 times, 5, 6 times. Many times had he go down into the water? Yes? That's right. You see, he'd obey the message fully. Wasn't 3 times. Wasn't once. 7 times. So he got away down. And he got up again. And his flesh was like the flesh of a little child. And he he was healed. And notice, he was healed instantaneously. Immediately. He was healed completely. He was a new man. He had life now where there was going to be death. And dear friends, he was healed, boys and girls, in a moment. Why? He obeyed the message. He obeyed it. And boys and girls and moms and dads, he was cleansed and he was saved. But he turned from his idols to other gods. And I want to say to you this afternoon, for you to be saved, and I want to say to boys and to moms and dads, you must obey the message completely. Not enough to say, well, I'll make a few alterations in my life. I'll maybe stop the swearing. I might be stopped to smoke and talking to parents here in a moment. I might be stopped doing this and do that. That would be good. But you must obey the message completely. Turn from all your sins and come to Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Isn't that wonderful? When I obey this message, when I come to Christ, remember as I said this, he's calling us to come to him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Do you know, when you come, when you obey, when you put away that rebellion that's in your heart, you say, I am going to come to Christ by faith. I'm going to turn from my sin. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to trust Jesus Christ to be my Savior. He'll take away all your sin. He'll cleanse you. And he'll make you a new person. That's the teaching of the Bible. Be forgiven for all your sins and your soul will be saved and you'll have everlasting life. And at last, he'll take you home to heaven. But you must obey the message. And you must obey the message completely. Come. Come the way you are to the Lord Jesus Christ. And don't be looking at what other people are doing. Don't be worried that other people's watching you. Because Naaman had to swallow his pride. There are people watching him. But he says, I'm going to obey the message of the Lord. Whether they're watching me or not, whether they're mocking me or not, I'm going to obey the message of the Lord and be healed. Don't worry about people watching you. Don't worry about people laughing at you. Oh, happy day it is. When you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll save you and give you everlasting life, you see. And you know, the wonderful thing about it was, maybe he had all the silver and all the gold and all the raiment. He went away back to Elisha. Oh, I'm sure he was happy. He says, well, here I am. He says, there you are. There's all the gold. There's all the silver. There's all the raiment. That's all for you. Oh. Boys and girls, Elisha says, you keep your silver. You keep your gold. You keep your raiment. I don't want it. And there's a wee lesson for us all here. Salvation's free. It's free. Isn't that wonderful? You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to pay for it. You have to work for it. The Lord Jesus Christ has done all the work on the cross. He died upon the cross and shed his blood. He said, it's finished. All we have to do is accept what the Lord Jesus has done and accept his healing and accept eternal life. It's a free gift. It's a free gift. You don't pay for it. I meet people and they're trying to work for salvation. They're trying to pay for salvation. But all you do is come to Christ and turn him from your sin and accept him as your Lord and Savior. See, it's not by our works. It's not by our church salvation. It's through the Lord Jesus, the Savior of the world. I wonder, have you obeyed the message? Have you? Maybe say, Uncle Noel, I've heard it many times. Maybe there's some older people say, I've heard the gospel from as a little child, but I've never obeyed the message. Well, why not obey the message today? That'd be a wonderful day in this house. That you were saved. You come to the Lord Jesus, just come the way you are. Know what he says? Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. He'll bring you in. And he'll save your soul. And just wash me. and I shall be whiter than the snow. That's what David prayed in Psalm 51. Wash me. He saw his sin, his defilement. He saw he was lost. And he says, Lord, wash me, and I shall be whiter than the snow. The wonderful thing is, there's power in the blood of Christ to take away all our sin. But you must come to him. Not one of it. You can be saved today. You can be cleansed today. You can be forgiven, boys and girls, if you come as a sinner to the Lord Jesus. So remember the stories today about the signs. Remember about this man, Naaman, and how he at last obeyed the message. And he was gloriously cleansed and gloriously saved and turned from idolatry to follow the true God, the God of our salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you very much for listening. I trust the Lord will bless his word to your heart. Thank you.
Thank you very much to our brother Noel for coming and bringing God's word and that message to us from the life of Naaman. And that's our prayer for everyone in the gathering day. Whether you're young, maybe still at school, maybe you've long left school, maybe school's a distant memory in your life. But our prayer is that most importantly of all, that you know the Lord, you trust the Lord to be your Savior, take away your sins, and to take you one day to heaven. Now we're going to close our meeting by singing together 699 in our own hymn books, the final hymn just in the order of service. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need thy tender care, in thy pleasant pastures feed us. For our use thy foes prepare. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us, thine we are. Lovely hymn and great words of truth in it, and let us sing it unto the Lord, keeping our seats, remaining seated while we sing.
Thank you.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy presence with us here today, for help given to the boys and girls and all that they've sought to do, for help given in the ministry of Your Word. And Lord, even as Naaman found cleansing and help for his need, the prayer is today that boys and girls, mums and dads, grandparents would know that cleansing, that salvation that is found by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour and Lord. Answer prayer to this end, we pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.